This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you, and we've got baseball brackets out today, so we're going to go through those for you. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing good, after my little adventure yesterday.
Oh, give us your adventure yesterday. That's right. You were not here.
I was not here. I was happened to be invited to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
That's right.
Function at the TPC course.
That's right.
In Berthoud.
Okay.
I believe there's 31 TPC courses throughout the world. And what a beautiful, beautiful complex.
No doubt. Haven't been out there myself yet, so
the holes obviously are tough.
Sure.
And one hole, if you would play like they're going to play in the Corn Ferry tournament coming up at the end of June, it's 800 yards.
That's right. I asked you that the other day. What are you going to do on an 800 yard par five?
So, well, we walked up to the farther tees, so it was only 600.
Oh, there you go. How about that? Only 600.
Only 600. Yeah. But what a great event, and a lot of guys. Rich Yonker, Steve Bradley. Scott Miller, who helped run the event, did a terrific job, and it was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. How did you golf?
I was really inconsistent.
Really?
Yeah, I was, but it's a scramble, so
sure.
Our team, we did not place in the top three. We finished 8-under for the 18 holes.
You guys were making some
We
shots.
Played okay, just okay.
Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff out there, 30 years here in northern Colorado. Folks, they have the program called Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations such as Habitat for Humanity. Also completed several projects over at RCS, and they're doing the same thing at Eaton, the new Eaton High School out there. They're just northern Colorado, folks. Knocked it out of Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you on time, on budget. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Give them a call today. 663-0203. All right, let's get to it. 3A state baseball brackets. All the brackets have come out. And we'll go through those for you right now. But 3A state is where we start. That's where we're going to have our broadcasts. And be at Tom Roach Field and at Butch Butler. So at University and Butch Butler Friday, Saturday the same. We are going to be at our broadcast team. Bruce and I will be out at Friday. Eaton and Colorado Academy will go first at 9 o'clock, and then we will not have that broadcast. We're going to do two games. We're going to do the Sterling Resurrection Christian game at 11:30. Didn't get to get out there and see Rez and Brush, so we'll see that one against Sterling. We'll have Luke Ruby, Resurrection Christian Senior, on the program here in about 12 minutes or so. So stand by. We'll talk to one of the hottest pitchers in northern Colorado right now. He had a win this year over Sterling, too.
Yes, he did. They split.
Yeah, they split there, 5-3, 5-2. In those two games. So they played Sterling very well, and Luke seemed to handle him pretty well. So
Luke has handled everyone he has faced this year.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, had a great year. There's no doubt about it. So Sterling and Resurrection Christian on the air with us. We'll have 11 o'clock. So no Clark and a Coach Friday morning, but right when we normally come on here at 11, we will have our proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show from Tom Roach Field at 11:30, J9 Agency's first pitch, Sterling and Rez Christian. And then the winners of the first two games over there, Eaton and Colorado Academy, play at 9, I told you. I expect the Reds to take care of business there, so we should have, Friday at 2 o'clock at UH, we should have an All-Patriot League second-round game with either Sterling or Rez against the Eaton Reds. So looking forward to that, Coach. And then over at Butch Butler on Friday, 9 a.m. game, University in Manitou Springs. And that's why we opted for UH. There's three Patriot League teams over there. And at Butch Butler, just the one, just University. University Manitou Springs, that's the 2 versus the 7, Friday at 9. And then 11:30, Lutheran, the 3 against Bayfield, the 6. Winners will play at 2 o'clock over at Butch Butler as well. So looking at this, I'm interested to see what you think, Coach, but I think that you're going to get University and Lutheran in that second game on Friday, and we'll see the winner on Saturday at 2 o'clock then over at Butch Butler. Not sure how it's going to land on the other side. Eaton Reds, I think, get there. I think they beat Colorado Academy in the morning. Sterling and Res, though, flip a coin, right?
Oh, I think he definitely, flip a coin, because both staffs should, Sterling pitching staff should be very well rested. Sure. They played the day before.
They played 100 years ago, yeah.
And they played two short games, sure. Both blowout games. Yep. So their staff is completely rested. Luke Ruby finished the game Sunday.
Sure.
So he went the distance Sunday. So a little less time, but as a pitcher, you're hot. You're getting the day's rest. And in fact, sometimes 2 days rest or two extra days rest sometimes isn't beneficial.
Yeah, sometimes not so good.
So I look for both staffs to be fresh, and they've both been playing really good baseball. They split earlier in the year. Should be a dandy.
There's three teams in the eight final teams that really played what? Two, three, four innings of baseball so far in the postseason. Eaton, University, and Lutheran all killed their opponents. So all their arms are going to be rested. Those are the most rested teams coming in. But everybody gets 4 days, pretty much. So if you played Sunday as the last day, we were done in 3A on Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days rest. So everybody's good. But some of those teams, I mean, they have pitchers who are waiting to pitch.
They do, and pitch count is no factor.
Right,
from previous days, it factors in now, starting Friday with those games. So, a Lutheran, for example, I think they're heavy favorites over Bayfield.
Sure,
that could possibly be a game where maybe they save an arm.
Sure, sure.
But we'll see. You still have to win the first one to get to be undefeated in the second one.
Yeah, because you're hoping, the best case scenario is you're going to play 3 games in 2 days. You win your first game, you win that meeting of the winners on day one in the afternoon. That would be Friday afternoon. And then if you win that, then you advance to the all-important. Now, it used to be they called Game 11. Now they call it Game 7 on the schedule. That's the two 2-0 teams in the tournament. Saturday, Butch Butler will have it for you. I believe the number is 7 of the last 9 tournaments. The team that won that game wins the tournament, because that catapults you, that winner, 3-0, you catapult all the way to the championship. Then it's just a matter of whether you're playing once or twice on Championship Saturday.
And that's where pitching is such a key for the teams that are coming through that loser's
sure.
bracket. They often run out of arms
that's right.
by the time they get to that championship
huge,
game.
Huge advantage. And it happens every year. The team that goes 3-0 seems to sit there and wait and get healthy for the other team coming in.
Absolutely.
And a lot to be said about sitting and waiting versus a team that's on a roll and that keeps winning coming up the backside. But no doubt, the team that goes 3-0, a huge, huge advantage.
It's all about pitching in the state tournament,
yep,
Clark.
Completely agree. Let's see. 2A, Highland Huskies. They're into the Final Eight, into the quarterfinals. They beat Del Norte 15-0 and CS Christian 8-6 in their first two games in the postseason here. So they're into the quarterfinals. They're the number 5 seed. They'll take on 13 seed Denver Christian on Friday. They beat DC 8-2 in April. So two teams out of the Mile High playing to get to the Final Four in there. So you've got to like Highland's chances. Final Four would be Saturday. And the championship then the following Saturday. Interesting they do that that way. So Friday, the quarterfinal game, then the semifinal game the next day on Saturday. Then they wait for the championship. They'll do that on June 4th, championship day, with everybody else.
With everybody fresh, yep. everybody healthy, everybody not worried about burning pitches.
4A, 8 teams that are in there. This is how they'll match up. Number 1, Palisade will take on number 8, Cheyenne Mountain. Northfield is the these are not seedings. These are from the regions they came from. Northfield is going to take on Ponderosa. Golden goes against Erie. Erie's the 22 seed coming in out of the NCAA conference. Remember, they got nosed out by Windsor. Windsor out in the first round. They got beat by Falcon. But you look at Erie. They get there. They get to the Final 8. They've got Golden on on Friday, and Severance is the other one out of the Long's Peak. Severance is the 10. They'll get the 15, D'Evelyn. D'Evelyn beat Rifle, the number two seed. So.
And Severance is in a really
great
good spot.
Spot. Yeah.
They couldn't have built this bracket better.
Agreed.
And they just landed into a fortunate bracket there.
Be surprised.
They earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to go out and earn it. But the way the pieces fell amongst other opponents winning and losing, they have to be really happy with their bracket.
If Carson Fagan and Nolan Hertzke can do their stuff, they're Final Four team for sure. 5A, Regis is the number one overall seed. They're going to take on Douglas County, who beat Fossil Ridge, of course. Valor Christian, as a number 20 seed, gets into the Final Eight. So does Broomfield, as a 12 seed. So there's the first of two FRL teams that are in, but nobody local. So Broomfield, Valor Christian, then at All-Star Park, Chaparral will go against Vista Ridge. That's a 3-6. And Cherokee Trail will take on the Legacy Lightning, the number two seed, who have a chance to go get a gold ball this year.
Yeah, and no Fort Collins teams this year, Clark.
All gone.
Yeah. The Lobos were, beaten, and the Lambkins lost yesterday.
They did.
Down at Mountain Vista.
Well, yeah, that's it. 5A, nobody local. They're really the only local 4A team, Severance. And then our 3A and 2A teams hanging in there out here. So we'll find out what that looks like. All right, we'll come back in a moment. I want to thank my good friends at PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Waslowski. The WAS, exercise physiologist out at PWI. Just want to gain that extra advantage. I mean, you want to get on to the next level in play. You want to be your very best, gain all of those, cut all those great corners. Get to all of those corners. Get to everywhere you need to be as far as your athletic prowess goes. PWI is your own customized, individual, personalized fitness and performance center. They're located right in the heart of Greeley. So for services, trainer bios, testimonials, all you got to do is go to PWItraining.com. All right, we'll come back in a moment, 11:16 here on a Tuesday morning. No show tomorrow. Clark and the coach is preempted by Rockies baseball tomorrow. Then Thursday we will have a show. Then Friday we're going to be out at University High School for baseball action beginning at 11. That's the week in a nutshell, folks. We'll come back in a moment and get Luke Ruby, the Res Christian senior, up on the phone. We'll do that when we come back from the Allo Communication Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. It's Clark and the coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Tuesday here. Can't wait. Friday, regional baseball coming up. We will lead off our broadcast Friday morning, 11:30, Resurrection Christian and Sterling out at Tom Roach Stadium at University High School. So cannot wait to get that rocking and rolling. Let's thank Gould Parts right now. They're right out there in Eaton on Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front. They are the host of Preps Rewind on Saturdays at 10. They're the school board sponsor on our broadcast. They're a big-time sponsor here on Clark and the Coach. Love what they do and their support. Anything you do, get out there, ask them. If you need a part at all, Gould Parts, 454-3355. That's the number you stick up on the fridge. But call them or get out there and just say thank you. Thank you for all your sponsorship on Preps Radio. Wouldn't hear these great student athletes in schools without their sponsorship. So we thank them. Let's go to the Gould Parts hotline right now. One of the hottest right arms in the state right now. Luke Ruby jumps on, senior out at Resurrection Christian High School. Luke, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic, man. Have you been taking care of that right arm a little bit?
Absolutely.
That a baby. That's a valuable component right now, man. Here's the numbers. I don't know if you know. Last 27 innings, you've given up 2 earned runs, struck out 41 kids, man. You are rolling right now. You must feel like for the last, this is 6 outings, pretty much in a zone, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Talk to me about Brush going out there. That's a tough gig. I mean, you guys are all sitting home thinking, okay, we're probably going to host. Then the issue with the bad pitch count and all that stuff with Coach. And so you guys end up having to go to Brush, a team that really kind of smacked you around this year. How did you guys take it? And when you rolled out there on the bus, sounds like you guys were ready to play, according to Coach.
Absolutely, yeah. Just playing Brush earlier this season, going 0-2 like with them, it's obviously very tough. But as it goes, right, like you can't beat a team like three times. And so, yeah, we just went into there just like going in like straight at them, like forgetting the past and just like short memories and just like going right at them.
Sure, you had pretty good success against Brush in that wild 21 run game where they scored 19 runs the last two innings. You were long gone by then, and the wind had everything to do with that. It was crazy. So you had good success there. Your thoughts going into the game against Brush, as dialed in as you are, you must have felt like, hey, I can keep us in this game, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Just keeping no walks, that was my main goal. Just let the defense work, and they obviously did their job, and I obviously did my job, so got the win.
Well, Luke, congratulations, by the way, and now you get to face the Sterling Tigers again. You guys split with them. What did you learn from facing Sterling your last outing?
Definitely a lot. They're very scrappy. They know how to like. They obviously know how to play, and just like the same thing with Brush. Just go right at them, short memory, and just let the play do the talking.
I know, Coach. Go ahead.
Do you guys anticipate who you will face from Sterling? Will it be DiOrio?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest.
Sure,
and we don't really know who we're going to throw either, so it should be a good game either way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll get those things figured out when we get there. Backwards, go with me back to the Brush game. So Braxton Shelton's a friend of yours, right? Oh, did I lose him?
Hello,
you still
there?
Luke, you're still there? We lost you for a sec, bub. You okay?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, he is a friend of mine.
Is that right? Okay, so you faced him in the big game on over the weekend here on Sunday. He goes 0-3 with a K. Did you guys have any words after that? It sounds like you won that battle.
Yeah, nothing about the game. Just good luck the rest of the season, and it was just a blast playing with you and against you and stuff like that.
Right on. What about Sterling? Any kids on that? Any players on that team that you're kind of good friends with?
I'm friends with Noah Soper.
All right, Noah's had a good year.
Noah's had a really good year. Yeah, good player.
Another guy you might have to face because he's a good pitcher for them as well.
Yeah. Now, Luke, any of the guys in the upcoming state tournament that you know are headed to CSU Pueblo along with you?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know any kids going up there, but there's a couple kids on my club team that I know that play down in Denver that are so.
And who are they?
Some of them go to, like, Lutheran, and so I might see them in the state championship, but yeah.
Well, you might. Yeah, you might see them earlier.
Absolutely.
Than that.
That's a way to think, you know. You'll see them in the championship.
Hey, Luke, Coach and I were talking about this. He's an old pitcher. I'm an old pitcher. One of the things I used to think about going to different ballparks, different schools, is there'd be mounds that I loved and mounds that I hated. And it would seem to hold true every year. Oh, we have to go over to Camarillo and play. Oh, God, I hate that place. You know, they got holes all over the place. Where I land is not a good spot. Same with batter's boxes. But talking about mounds, are there ballparks? I'm thinking specifically you have to go out to Tom Roach Field, University High School, on Friday. Have you thrown from there? I'm sure you have. How do you feel about that ballpark to pitch in? And are there certain mounds you like and don't like?
For the most part, it doesn't really bother me because at the Res Field, the mound is pretty bad. So really, anything other than that is pretty good.
That's why they do that, so that you know that you can pitch in the worst.
Anything's an improvement once you get away from home, right, Luke?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Luke. Speaking of that, though, do you stay on the same side of the pitching rubber with your plant foot, or do you adjust with hitters?
Same side.
So you're one of those guys that just stays on the same side, regardless, because some guys will move around a little bit.
Yeah, I always stayed far left side. Bruce, did you? Or were you a mover and shaker?
I moved. I did. All right. It depended somewhat on scouting of hitters and things like that. And once in a while, you just get in a comfort zone.
Yep. Absolutely. Luke, good stuff, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. We will. You'll be on the air with us. Well, you won't be, but you'll be on the field, and we're going to talk about you on Friday. Good luck against Sterling. Get some sleep this week, and go kick some tail this weekend, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have
all right.
One.
We'll see you out there, Luke.
Yeah, Luke Ruby, senior out at Resurrection Christian High School. Boy, he is tearing it up right now. The last 27 innings, two earned runs, 41 Ks, and all wins for the right-hander, so... Pretty good. Pretty
he
good.
Is, you know, he throws hard. His velocity is good. He has a good off-speed pitch. But here's what I really like about Luke Clark. His command.
Sure, absolutely.
We've covered so many high school games this year, and how many times have we said, just throw strikes?
Yeah, don't. Yep.
Okay, here's a kid that can hit the glove.
That's right.
And command is sensational.
He owns the corners. I mean, that's what he does, and doesn't walk people. You're dead tooting. All right, want to thank my good friends out at AAMCO Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, Don Scott, his great staff out there, number one store in the region of Fort Collins. Now they've got you going in Loveland as well. So, boy, you don't have to reach far, and they've got you covered, folks. Total Car Care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they've got it all for you. In Fort Collins, give them a call. Always busy because they do it the right way. Lance Pickett, who's been with Don for the last 30 years out there. Lance is the guy in Fort Collins. Give him a call, 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin is your guy of 28 years with Don. So, wow, what a staff. What a staff of continuity. Dave Martin and the gang in Loveland, give them a call, 667-3006. AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, you cannot make a better choice for your car care than AAMCO of Fort Collins and AAMCO of Loveland. Come back in a moment, and we will talk. Just talked about Don Scott, one of his grandkids. Zach Grable going to jump on. State champion high jumper for the Eaton Reds is going to jump on. Also threw a shoe in the hurdles. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Alrighty, welcome back to Clark and a Coach on a Tuesday here. We'll get going with Clark, that's over. State Championship Baseball. The quarterfinals begin on Friday. We'll open up broadcast coverage with Sterling Rez Christian at 11:30. 11 o'clock will be our pregame show that day, so hang around. No Clark and a Coach tomorrow. Rockies will be on the air tomorrow. Thursday, we will have a show. Friday, as I said, we'll open up at 11 o'clock with our pregame from Tom Roach Field. This past weekend was state championship track and field as well. Eaton Reds, we got to talk to Coach Ryan Wozlowski earlier last week. Actually, talked to him over the weekend on Saturday, too, to talk to Woz. But just the Eaton Reds, they keep doing what they do. They just go win titles, don't they?
They win state championships, Clark.
No question about it. And junior out at Eaton High School right now, Zach Grable jumps on. 2022 high jump state champion. Zach Grable, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Okay, this is going to be fun. We got to talk about some different things here. High jump, first of all, for you. Did you jump last year as well?
I did, yes, sir.
How did you finish last year? What did that look like coming into this junior year for you?
Yeah, so I high jumped last year. I think I placed fifth or sixth at height of 6'2", and I was ranked like third this year. No, like fourth or fifth coming in this year, and wasn't really looking at going to win it all. But you know, it was just a great feeling when I came out with the dub.
Boy, I guess so. Personal best for you in the jump. Tell us how it went, and what did you finally jump? Did you get 6'5"?
Yeah, I cleared 6'5". I cleared 6'5" earlier during the season at that same track at the Pomona meet.
Perfect.
And, yeah, it felt good. I really jumped good there, and I was really looking forward to jumping there again, and I was really happy and, you know, felt good.
Are those the best conditions you've jumped at, Zach? That facility at Jeffco, it's top-notch. So tell us a little bit about the high jump facility.
Yeah, it's good. The weather was kind of cold, and we jumped at 8:30, so it's kind of chilly. But all high jumpers had the same weather conditions, so yeah.
Different facilities, different places you go to. Then it's a different feel when you jump, right?
Yeah. A lot of places are a lot different. Some have hard mats. Some have longer tracks. Some are grass. But Pomona has like the state track meet, Jeffco Stadium. They have little track area, and a lot of the high jumpers start in the grass,
sure,
and then run on the track, which is really weird to get used to it. But I got the hang of it, and I really like jumping there.
All right. So you opened on Thursday, triple jump on Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I find out that you tied for second, but because your other jump, the other guy beat you, you slid back into third on the podium. You hurt your foot somewhere along the way. Was it before this this weekend, or was it during the weekend?
It was during triple jump.
It was.
You know, yep. I always have foot pain because all that bounding. But yeah, I'm used to it doing all the events, and I was kind of got lucky having just triple jump one day, but having other events the other day, all that running and stuff, I just, you know, kind of got worse throughout the weekend.
I kind of thought, we're talking with Zach Grable, junior out at Eaton High School, the high jump state champion. I kind of thought that the hurdles was your thing, and that was the one you probably had the best chance to win. However, you got to keep your shoe on probably to win, don't you?
Yeah, that was really weird and unfortunate, and but you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, I was talking with your grandpa, I think, and Don said, well, they tried to put some type of an orthotic or something in your shoe that would help ease the pain, and that kind of made it tough for the shoe to stay on. But you still finished third in the hurdles without a shoe?
No, I actually placed fifth.
Oh, fifth, okay.
Yeah.
But did you finish without a shoe on, Zach?
I did, yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Any other races in your life you've had to go on without a shoe?
No, that's the first time I ever had to do that.
Yeah. Even chasing your brothers around in the house, did you know?
Oh, yeah.
You just got to... And for Scotty and for Will, at the end of that, you just got to take the shoe off to beat them with it. Yeah, that's exactly right, man. So junior season ends for you, and man, it was just a great year. Football championship, get a championship out here running track. So probably your junior year was everything you could have imagined it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, it was a lot. It wasn't as hard because last year with all the COVID and stuff.
Sure.
And this year was, you know, it's been a long year of school, but I think I worked hard and it definitely paid off, and it shows through the championships of two of the three sports I was in.
Yeah, and I forgot basketball, man. You had a great basketball season, too. Coach, go ahead.
And, Zach, you get to open up a new school next fall, don't you?
Yes, sir.
How is that building? I mean, I'm sure you've had a little preview of it. What's that going to be like, that change, for all the students at Eaton High School?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger. It's a lot nicer. Field and athletic programs are really, really much like bigger compared to the other one. But, yeah, I've seen like the inside and stuff from my mom and stuff, and it's going to be really, really nice, and I can't wait to go back to school.
Right on. Zach, thank you so much for jumping in with us today. Enjoy your summer off. And then senior year, everything again, right? We're going to go football, basketball, and track?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Boom. Knock it out of the park, man. Say hello to your brothers and your dad for us, and Jessica and your mom. She's only running the show over there.
Really.
Now. That's exactly right.
Say hi to the principal for us.
Yeah. Stay out of the principal's office. That's right. Zach, thank you so much for jumping on with us. Go have a great day, okay?
You guys as well.
Congrats, right. Zach.
Zach Grable from the Eaton Reds Junior out there. And boy, oh boy, yeah, their family kind of deep in Eaton stuff out there. So
yeah, no kidding.
Dean always worked for Jessica, though. He was, you know how mom runs the house. Come on. For Dean, it's nothing different now. It's just Jessica's running the show at the high school. All right, we will come back in a moment. Thank you again to our player profile, West Point Carpet. 1,000 stores in the buying group, folks, so you get those big box store prices and selection with that all-important local, small-town customer service. They're just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street. Go out and talk to one of their consultants. Go walk through their showroom. It's just awesome. If you don't have any idea what you want to do with your interior, just go out there and look through. You'll get many ideas. Or call one of their consultants. They'll put it up on a computer for you. 673-4220. It's my good friends at West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. We'll come back in a moment and get with Devin Lauer-Duarte, your 100 and 200-meter state champion out of the track. I think he did that last year, too. We'll talk to Devin, the Platte Valley senior, the stud out there. We'll talk to him when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the program. Final 8 minutes or so here on Clark and the Coach on a Tuesday. No show tomorrow. Rockies baseball instead. We'll be back with you on Thursday and Friday. Quarterfinal state championship baseball out at Tom Roach Field will get underway. So we'll be out there. All right. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, as always, as I talk about them. It is our good friends out at, Quality Well and Pump. That's who we wanted to get to and talk about. Quality Well and Pump, the big red Q, folks. Anything that has to do with water, irrigation, they're your go-to. If you need to have a well dug out on your patch of land, Quality Well and Pump is the place to go. Christy, Skip and the gang out there, give them a call. They've got you bookended out on Highway 85. Got an office in LaSalle and one in Ault. 353-3118. It is Quality Well and Pump. We get back to the Gold Parts Hotline right now. Another track and field stud, another state champion in multiple ways. Devin Lauer Duarte jumps on with us. Devin, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic. Coach Dick here, too, with us. And he goes, man, I knew Devin was fast, but I didn't know he was this fast. So clue us in on this 100-meter and 200-meter champion this year, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And same last year? Did you click in both last year as well?
No, I was state runner-up in the 100, but I did win the 200, though.
You did win the 200, right on. Number one going in both events this year, I mean, were you the guy to beat?
Yeah, it was me or the kid from Holy Family.
Right on.
And I.
In the 100 and 200, it was the same kid?
Yep, both of them.
And so he's tired of seeing you your backside, I'm guessing, right?
I mean, I hadn't raced him all year. This was the first time I've seen him.
Is that right? Wow.
Yep.
Talk to me. And I saw the 200. I saw the video of the 200. I'll talk about that in a second. But take us through the 100. I mean, I almost went to say, did you have a good start? You got to have a good start in 100 or you're dead, right?
Yeah. I mean, my start has never been the best part of my race.
Really?
And, my strongest was always my transition to my top speed was always my strongest part in a Grayson from Holy Family, I knew that his start was a lot better than mine, so I knew if I got out pretty even with him, I could take the race.
Yeah, and you talk about that. So did you, in the 100, did you get out there? Were you pretty much in the lead? Because what I saw in the 200, dude, I'm watching the video, and I'm going, and I know you're going to win it, because it says, Devin Lauer Duarte wins the, and I think you set a state meet record with the 200, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And so I know you're going to win it, but this kid's got a lead on you in the stretch, and I'm going, my God, how in the world are you going to get there? And you're right. When you changed into that high gear, it looked like you left him standing standing straight up in the last 20 yards. You came and got this kid and won it. Was there any inkling in that 200 where you go, oh, my God, maybe I've left too much work to do?
It was coming right off the curve. He was a lot farther ahead. He was probably about 5 meters ahead of me, and in my head, I'm thinking, well, you either got to go right now or it's over, because I was pretty much a lot farther behind than I thought I was going to be.
Devin, congratulations. I'll tell you what, you had all the coaches of Fort Collins High School talking about you, and your speed and your races. What's your plans for next year?
Right now I'm going to Colorado School of Mines. I'm going to major in civil engineering and continue playing football right now.
You are going to play football,
So will you run track at all, or is it just going to be football?
Right now, I believe just football.
Okay.
I've always kind of thought about it, but with school being tough down there, it'll probably take a lot more thought.
Yeah, that's not your easiest institution. I've had several athletes go down there, and they just come back and say, Coach, all I do is study, but you'll be fine. You can handle it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Is that something that you could do? I mean, let's say that you assimilate into the studies really, really well, and is football and running track, is that something that's copacetic? Could you actually do that at the college level?
I think so. I mean, it'll take a lot. It's about, you got to increase your work ethic. You got to do a lot of kind of things to be able to do that. But I know Colorado School of Mines, they talked to me about it a little bit, and then I just kind of left it alone and just thought I was going to stick to one sport. But they'd probably be willing to, but I'm not sure.
Did you jump on any relay teams this year? Any other relays or no?
I was originally on the 4x2 and 4x1. And then 4x2, I didn't run in finals because it was so late at night.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the 4x1, we took third on Sunday.
All right, well, that's interesting there. What about any other Platte Valley kids? Anybody else do something we should know about?
Let's see. My relay teams both got on the podium.
Fantastic.
Yessia Thrower, I believe, got third in shot put. I don't recall how far she threw.
Terrific.
Krista Ofinga, I know she PR'd in her 100 hurdles, but she didn't make finals. But she had a nice PR.
Sounds like you did okay. I mean, the track program under Darren Horn out there has been phenomenal. This is one of the years where you probably had the least amount of firepower going into state. But, man, you took care of it. I don't know that there's anybody faster in the state. When you were growing up as a kid, was it hard for your mom to catch you when you did something wrong?
I was a baseball player, so I didn't even know
how fast you were. So on the baseball field, you must have been stealing bases then, right?
Oh, all the time. They don't never steal me as soon as I got on.
Yeah, I'm guessing that from the time you played club ball till even high school, maybe you never got caught. But just saying, holy cow.
So, Devin, did you have no idea what it's like to lose a race on the playground, do you?
No, there was, in elementary school, there were some kids faster than me.
Wow,
that's hard to believe.
So you didn't come into your own until you were in at least junior high school, I guess.
Yeah, junior high, I started doing track because baseball was summer.
There used to be a cartoon on when I was growing up called Speedy Gonzalez, man. That's you, man. You just cannot be caught.
Roadrunner, man.
The Roadrunner, that's exactly right. Good stuff. Hey, Devin, congratulations on just a wonderful athletic career out at Platte Valley High School. As good of an athlete as you are, even a better individual, man. So thanks for all you've done for us, and good luck going forward. Good luck in college, and whatever you choose to do, go kill it, all right?
I appreciate that. Thank you, and good luck to you, too.
You bet. That's Devin Lauer-Duarte jumps on. Man, what an athlete. What a pleasure to watch him.
Yeah, and what a bright young man.
Boy, no kidding. We're going to step away, come back in a moment right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.